with temperatures expected to rise today, May 10, and continue to soar this weekend in time for the 100th anniversary of May Days in Port Coquitlam. The Tri-City News has compiled a few ideas where residents can cool off. While it's too early in the season to open all the outdoor pools and spray parks, regional residents can head to these places to beat the heat this week. Libraries, Coquitlam City Center, 1169 Pine Tree Way, and Poirier, 575 Poirier Street, branches, Port Coquitlam, Terry Fox Library, 2150 Wilson Avenue, Port Moody Public Library, 100 Newport Drive, Mall, Coquitlam Center, 2929 Barnett Highway, Community Centers, Coquitlam City Center Aquatic Complex, 1210 Pine Tree Way, Millardville Community Center, 1200 Cartier Avenue, Pine Tree Community Center, 1260 Pine Tree Way, Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex, 633 Poirier Street, Port Coquitlam, Hyde Creek Recreation Center, 1379 Laurier Street, PCCC, 2150 Wilson Avenue, Port Moody Recreation Complex, 300 Ioco Road, Kyle Center, 125 Kyle Street, River, Walk to the Coquitlam River, from the Coquitlam or Port Coquitlam side, where the temperature is considerably cooler. Be sure to bring sunscreen. Spray parks, Coquitlam, potential early opening, Blue Mountain Park, 975 King Albert Avenue, Town Center Park, 1299 Pine Tree Way, Port Coquitlam, Castle Park, 2252 Castle Crescent, Lions Park, 2300 Lions Way, Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue, Port Moody, Ailsa Park, 500 block of Ailsa Avenue, East Hill Park, 1385 Union Street, Rocky Point Park, 2800 block of Murray Street, Outdoor Pools, Port Coquitlam, Centennial Outdoor Pool, 3050 Chester Street, Parks, Coquitlam has more than 80 municipal parks and natural areas, totaling more than 2,220 acres. Mundy Park, off Mariner Way, has the most tree coverage. In Port Coquitlam, drinking fountains are located at Castle, Lions, Gates and McLean Parks, as well as Lee Square. And parts of Rocky Point Park in Port Moody are shaded and has picnic areas, but also check out Burt Flynn Park for a scenic hike in the woods. Misting stations. For Tri-Cities residents at Saturday's May Day 100 celebrations, there will be a misting tent at the main and rear entrances to the Port Coquitlam Community Center, 2150 Wilson Avenue. Ice Cream Parlors, Coquitlam, Marble Slab Creamery, 2991 Lougheed Highway, Rocky Point Ice Cream, Town Center Park, Port Coquitlam, Mateo's Gelato, 2615 Mary Hill Road, Port Coquitlam, Dairy Queen, 2550 Shaughnessy Street and 1475 Prairie Avenue, Port Moody, Rocky Point Ice Cream, Rocky Point Park, Casa Dolce Gelato, 252 Newport Drive, Port Moody, Hatcheries, Coquitlam, Hoy Scott Creek Hatchery, west of Town Center Boulevard, Port Coquitlam, Hyde Creek Education Center and Hatchery, 3636 Coast Meridian Road, Port Moody, Noons Creek Hatchery, 340 Ioco Road, Mossum Creek Hatchery, 12 Mossum Creek Drive, Be Cool, as well. The city of Coquitlam offers the following tips to keep you, your family and neighbors safe. Avoid activities that require a lot of effort, or exercise during the daytime when the weather is hottest. Wear light clothing and a hat when in direct sun. Stay hydrated. Alcohol-free, caffeine-free and sugar-free drinks are best. Check on people at risk. Ensure elderly neighbors and those with accessibility challenges or chronic illnesses are not showing signs of heat-related illness. Give pets plenty of water and ways to stay cool, such as a cool damp towel to lay on. Never leave pets or children in enclosed vehicles, even with windows open or in the shade. Here are the symptoms of heat-related illness, according to HealthLink BC. Pale, cool, moist skin. Heavy sweating. Muscle cramps. Rash. Swelling, especially hands and feet. Fatigue and weakness. Dizziness and/or fainting. Headache. Nausea and/or vomiting. Reduced urine production or urine that is very dark. Increasing heart rate and rapid, shallow breathing. Fever, particularly a core body temperature of 39 degrees Celsius or more. Unusual confusion and decreased mental alertness. Red, hot, dry skin, in the late stages of heat stroke. Seizures. Unconsciousness, coma.